Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Tag Talk. My name is Kylie. Our names are on again. I'm so sorry. Give me one.
I was ready to do my like trademark. Like,
there we go. And now our names are there. My name is Kylie. This is Haley. Let's start it all over. We have an exciting episode today, but before that, I need to let you know I have snacks. You don't know, we had a bit of a scare last week. My blood sugar dropped in the middle of Tag Talk. But you know what? I was fine, and I'm going to be fine this week. But I have snacks just to make everything a little less stressful for you guys.
There will be no passing out on my watch, guys.
No passing out. None. It'll not happen. We're safe. Today, we're just going to preview Full Gear, a bit of a relaxed episode. We're just going to kind of talk about it, maybe talk about some things we'd like to see, some things we wouldn't like to see. We're just going to take it easy. And, of course, we want you guys to be as involved as possible. So if you want to make sure that your comment, your question is read on air, make sure to send a super chat and we'll do that. It's just going to be a good episode. Haley, how are you?
I'm great. You know, I've had a bit of a day, but this is always the best part of my day. I love Tag Talk. Love the viewers. Love you. It's going to be exciting.
Kaden?
Don't say that because I'm going to come and I'm going to super kick you with these.
If you guys don't know, Kaden is our good friend here at Five Overbooked, and he also lives not that far from me. We live in the same state. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to beat him up and before Full Gear so he can't make the trip. That's it. I don't know why I said that. YouTube's going to be like, absolutely not, but it's fine. It's fine. It's all in a day's work.
Anyway,
so two things that are definitely on the agenda for today. We're going to talk about William Regal and Jon Moxley because that's weird. And also the return of the Elite because we're super stoked for it. If you know anything about me and Haley, you know we are Elite super fans. It's just who we are. It's our gimmick.
Is that obvious? I mean, like,
that's just who we are. We've been officially labeled as the Elite super fans. Anytime there's like any big Elite news, my mentions are just with people being like, are you okay?
Are you alive?
I'm fine, guys. Anyway, as I was saying, Haley, I'm going to leave it up to you. Should we start with the Elite or should we start with Moxley?
I think we start with Mox and Regal.
Okay. Well, so what happened was, we weren't going to talk about this, but yesterday we filmed a Full Gear preview with our good friend, Mr. Warren Hayes, which go to my Twitter or Haley's Twitter or at Mr. Warren Hayes to see that. It was a really great podcast. It was such a great time. But Haley brought up a really interesting sort of theory, and I'm really interested to see what you guys have to say about it, too. The build to Moxley and MJF, William Regal has kind of been instrumental in it. He's really been pushing MJF and saying, you're not good enough, blah, blah, blah. So I won't take your thunder, Haley. Explain your theory.
So my theory is we've kind of gotten little teases that like maybe Regal is going to turn on Mox or the BCC. We'll find out. But I'm curious to find out if the reason that MJF wins the title is if Regal turns during the match and hands MJF his brass knucks, and there we go. I don't know. I feel like it'd be really interesting, and I feel like it's a different layer to the BCC. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this yesterday with Warren, but we're kind of also sick of the like BCC JAS storyline. So anything to like direct us elsewhere is so great, in my opinion.
Honestly, I 100% agree. And it's weird because there's been all this drama in the BCC, but Moxley has kind of like not really been involved. Yeah. It's mainly Danielson and Yuta. And of course, William Regal's there and he's annoyed because they're, you know, being annoying and they're supposed to be this like conventional little fight club thing. But I think it would be really interesting because you would think if Regal turns on Moxley, then that means the BCC has to turn on Moxley. So, and you know, you could kick Moxley out. He's always a lone dog. Him being in a faction, it works, but like he doesn't need to be there. So I think it would be really interesting because then you really open it up. You could do Moxley and Eddie Kingston reuniting and taking on like Danielson and Claudio. And you could have Wheeler Yuta go to ROH. He doesn't need to be involved in that. And that would be so fun. Like there's so many ways you could go with it. And if they're not going to do BCC going for the Trios titles or BCC versus the Elite or something along those lines, I almost want this more than that. Like when you said this yesterday, I was like, you know what? That would actually be super cool. And it'd be cool for Moxley to have that wrinkle in the story. And if he gets hit with the brass knuckles, you could do like an injury story and he can go on his vacation and then come back eventually. But I don't know. I think it'd be fun.
And I think it adds another layer to MJF's kind of like devil thing that he's got going on. I talked about this yesterday too, but I just love how he's come back and kind of really embraced the whole like devil shtick. I just think it's so cool.
I have to say hello to another one of our good friends, Jackie at Elite POV. Go check them out too. So now you guys, you have homework. Go Mr. Warren Hayes, Elite POV. That's, you know, you support us, you can support our friends too.
We love
but back to the BCC. I'm with you on the JAS thing. I think the JAS, I agree that there's been some good things about the JAS. I think we've really got to see 2.0 come out of their shells. I'd like to see Anna Jay doing something a little bit different. Not that she's been booked well in the JAS, but that's for another time. But I almost think that it's kind of run its course. And maybe you guys in the chat, maybe you disagree with me. But Chris Jericho being ROH World Champion, and I expect him to retain at Full Gear. It's almost like, okay, like there's no need for it now if he's going to go off and do ROH things. I really think the people in the JAS have outgrown the JAS, especially 2.0 and also Anna Jay. But if you look at like Sammy Guevara,
I was about to be like, you know what? I wasn't going to say it though. I kept it to myself.
I'm going to be honest with you, Haley, and honest with the chat. Sammy Guevara and Ty need to be split up because I don't think it works. And I think Sammy Guevara, they need to do some real soul searching there. And I think Sammy Guevara being tied to Chris Jericho as like this little minion of Chris Jericho's who can never escape him, even though other people have like graduated past Chris Jericho. I don't know, like take him off TV, put him in ROH for a little bit, like do something with him. But the JAS thing of them being these annoying sports entertainers, it doesn't work for Sammy Guevara. And I think it's because he has like, like real life heat, like people genuinely dislike him as a person and think that he's immature, I guess I'll say, and it's really doing a disservice to Ty Mello. So I don't know, take him off TV, have him do something else. And I would love to see Ty Mello do something for herself. I know it's like a weird concept, guys, but Ty Mello wrestling, like, I don't know, Saraya, giving her that dream match or something.
I mean, when was the last time she had like a super prominent spot? Her match against Britt?
Maybe. Or when did Ty wrestle Jade?
Ooh, I forgot that happened.
Or was that Double or Nothing? I don't know. Regardless, it's been multiple months since she's had like her own spot that isn't tied to Sammy. Anna Jay too. You could say the same for Anna Jay. And 2.0, if I'm being honest, the tag division has kind of been robbed by the trios division. Like a lot of the people who were in the tag division, Lucha Bros, House of Black, blah, 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 they're now trios. So, like, the tag division is kind of starved for talent, if we're being honest and open here. So stick 2.0 in there and get rid of the JAS gimmick. Let them come into their own, and they'll be fine. And if you want another Chris Jericho faction, whatever, like, give them the Firm. Like,
You've surpassed the need for the Firm. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I think it'd be fun, like, Chris Jericho and Stokely on the mic together, like, just being absolute idiots to each other.
Don't do Stokely like that.
Listen, the Firm, I fully believe the Firm's primary purpose is to get Ethan Page over.
Oh, yeah.
I really do believe that, and I think it's working. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday with Morin, that what is it even called, this thing? The AEW qualifier tournament thing?
Yeah, World
Tournament. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't literally intermediate qualifier. Whatever it is. I think the finals of that are going to be Ethan Page and Ricky Starks. I think those are the two guys that fans have really said, these guys are super underrated. Like, we really want these guys to do something. And I think Ethan Page, you know, should ditch the Firm before he, like, goes for the world title. So I don't know. Make it happen.
I mean, I'm all for it. I'm a big Ethan Page fan. I'm a big Ricky Starks fan as well. So I hope that's what we get out of Full Gear. And I think that it's only going to elevate the both of them. So
our other good friend, Mike Klinsky. Boy, could we tell you stories about this man. 2.0 is super charismatic in their blast in the ring. They could bring a different look to the tag division. I really agree, because if you look at the tag division, there's no more Jurassic Express. There's no more Santana and Ortiz, Proud and Powerful, whatever they were, because Santana's injured, and I don't want to speak on their personal feelings toward each other. Blackpool Combat Club was never really in the tag division. They're just kind of like friends that just fight together. I don't know. The Elite are presumably going to be trios.
Dark Order is God knows where. Dark Order is like, man gone, who knows?
Graham says, JS is overplayed, but you stand Dark Order. Let's talk about this, because I think we need to have some context here. Thank you for the super chat, by the way. And I think this is a really good line of thought. We love the Dark Order here on Tag Talk. I think that's undeniable. But I think the Dark Order, if we're being objective, the Dark Order serves a bigger purpose than the JAS. And I think the Dark Order deserves more than what they've gotten. And I know Haley probably agrees with that. And I think objectively, the Dark Order is more of a cohesive faction than the JAS.
Despite them having like zero members, it's true.
Why? Listen, this is another good point. Why isn't the Dark Order recruiting anymore?
And there's so many people they could recruit that would fit.
And it'd be so much fun. And you don't even need to have people in there permanently. Like, as long as you have, like, Eva Luno and Silver Reynolds, like, people can cycle in and out and it'd be a lot of fun. And I think AEW fans really love the Dark Order. And I almost, back when the All Out situation happened, and they did... the first match was like Best Friends and Death Triangle. And then Dark Order was like in the mix, because those were like the three trios that were still hanging around. I saw a lot of people who wanted Best Friends and a lot of people who wanted Dark Order. Like, those are AEW OGs who are not getting their due. At least in my opinion, they're not getting their due. So I almost think, I think the Dark Order and Hangman, I don't think that's done. I think Hangman's injury has kind of like derailed the story there. But I do think eventually the Dark Order and Hangman are going to circle back around to the Elite. And I think that's what we're building for.
In the meantime, though, I mean, since we're talking about tag teams in the division, I don't understand why we haven't had anything with Silver and Reynolds. I love that.
Yeah,
I think they're such a good tag team. And I don't understand, like, why aren't we giving them anything?
Yeah, and it's weird because if... and people in the chat, if you've ever been to an AEW show live, you know that they're universally beloved, Silver and Reynolds. They're never anybody's, like, favorite tag team or favorite wrestler. But they're always like in the minds of people, and the Johnny Hungy chant,
love Johnny Hungy,
shake an arena every time. We got a couple more super chats. John, thank you for the super chat. He says, who would be your dream three recruits of the Dark Order, and when is Johnny getting his hands on a belt? You're both super cute. Love you. Thank you so much. We love you too. My dream three recruits to the Dark Order. And this is going to be controversial, but I think.
Oh, God.
Bear with me.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Danhausen.
Danhausen?
Yes. Listen. I have a name.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. Okay.
Hook.
Okay.
Danhausen and Hook. And Lance Archer.
I was with you for Dan. I was with you, then you lost me. I agree with Dan. I like the direction that they're taking Danhausen in. I think he kind of has that vibe, like that like goofy kind of thing. But they're also taking him a little bit darker and more serious. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, that's what the Dark Order needs.
And I hope they circle around back to Hook for Danhausen. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I would love
to see Hook with his chips being like, dude, what the heck? Like, this is not who I thought you were. It'd be really cool. And also, shout out to another friend of Tag Talk, Luke, says, I miss when Dark Order had an army of minions.
Oh, good.
Listen. And now, guys, Lance Archer in the Dark Order would be fun. Stop making fun of me.
They're making fun.
You guys, Lance Archer. And being, okay. Like, listen, if you put him in a tag match, okay? I don't think this, listen, Lance Archer teaming with Johnny Hungy. Listen, you guys don't think that'd be fun?
Okay, but I also think that, like, the Dark Order kind of needs that, like, big brooding, like, character. Like, they have Uno, but, like, they need, like, a big.
Big and brooding, though.
No, Uno's but they need, like, a big, you know.
And, like, talking about underrated talent, Evil Uno.
Why? Yeah. I feel like this every time we do Tag Talk, it just turns into like us like gushing about the Dark Order and like why they aren't doing anything and like how upset we are by it, but we can't help it.
Why? Listen, guys, Lance Archer in the Dark Order was a joke.
They're still going on.
I'm very sorry you don't see the vision, but if it was on TV, you would love it. I'm sorry. Listen, but going back. Back to tag teams. Hookhausen. What happened to Hookhausen? Did I miss it?
No, I don't think so. I think they just...
Wow. Love that for us. But
I love Hookhausen.
I really do think we're circling back to it, but I'll leave that for another time. But coming back to Full Gear, moving away from our Lance Archer slander talk. excuse me. Okay, I'm just going to ask because I think that's how we do this. I did a poll today before we went live, and let me find it.
Wow, you're so prepared.
Okay, will the Elite return at Full Gear, or will the Elite return before Full Gear, presumably on Dynamite, and wrestle at Full Gear? And 65% of you think they're returning at Full Gear, but 35% think before Full Gear. So I just kind of want to run through these different theories to see where we land as a group.
Okay.
We love a collaborative effort with our chat.
We love a good conspiracy.
So Haley is a proponent of before Full Gear.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. So I feel like the teases and the vignettes were a ruse. I think that we may see them on Dynamite this week, and I think we're going to set up the match with Death Triangle. For the trios at Full Gear. Regardless, I think they're going to wrestle there, but then I think that we're going to see House of Black return and then set up something there, at least kickstart some kind of feud there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited for that. I know that's not, like, you know, in the works publicly right now. We don't know. But I think that there are a lot of matchups that we could get there, especially with, you know, Buddy and Nick Jackson. I've been a big proponent of that. Malachi could get an easy win over them, which I feel like is something that he needs as well. So I'm just, that's what I think. But
yeah, and also Mike says, isn't Rampage live this week? Could be an interesting Friday night. I definitely agree. I think it's tricky because in, you know, conventional business, you would want them to return first, and then you can, you know, advertise their return match. You can build a story, like really bump up pay-per-view buys. But I think, and maybe this is where I go a little bit, I'm on team return at Full Gear. It's basically the vignettes have their Full Gear vignettes. Like there's wheels and gears and all sort of stuff. And I almost feel like that's enough of a confirmation that you could draw people to the pay-per-view on that alone. And I think AEW fans like that. I think they don't like, they like returns to be big and like on a big stage. And so I think they want that with the Elite. But the House of Black really throws a wrench in the works because it's, I don't think it's a coincidence that the House of Black and the Elite are doing video packages, teasing their returns at the same time. So there's going to be a clash there at some point. I don't think that you should have them both return at Full Gear. It's a little bit weird. And I mean, maybe you could, if the Elite, you know, I think the Elite will be unanimously cheered. I think there'll be very few people who are going to boo the Elite. But I don't know. It's like such a sticky situation. And like, I would save the Elite's return for Full Gear because it's a big stage. But then again, it's like how would you do with that with the House of Black looming?
I mean, I guess you could do it either way though. Like if you had the House of Black take, in my theory, the Elite spot and have them do the match and then have them go over Death Triangle and get like a super big win at Full Gear, like that would mean a lot to them, and then set it up that way. I guess it could go either way.
Yeah, and that's sort of what Jackie's mentioning in the chat. House of Black return on Dynamite. That would be interesting. House of Black and Death Triangle, they had a lot of matches, especially over the summer. And I think fans really enjoy those matches, so I don't think there's a problem running that again and like saying on Dynamite we're going to do this. I think the dissolution of Death Triangle is imminent, especially this whole hammer story, whatever we're doing with the hammer. And it would be cool to see maybe at Full Gear House of Black win the trios titles and then get challenged by the Elite, the returning Elite. I think that would be cool. But then you could do it the other way too. You could have the Elite win the trios titles and then have House of Black challenge them. So like there's so much uncertainty and unpredictability. And I feel like this is really what AEW has been missing. I feel like All Out, I enjoyed it. It was an okay show, but I think there was a lot of predictability and a lot of results that were unfavorable. But I think Full Gear with this whole Elite thing, the BCC being up in the air, all these women's stories, which we'll get to in a minute, I'm digging it. I'm liking that we can sit here and think like this about AEW again.
Yeah, and I think with the investigations and everything over, like it's a fresh start, you know? I feel like the time was taken up with all of that and some things got neglected, but like we can get on track now. Like we're on a good path. Like I feel like,
I'm okay.
Okay, good. I got worried for a second. I was like, oh God, I have to call 911. But anyway, I feel like we're on track where we're supposed to be, and we can finally kind of, you know, look to the future, not the past.
So we can come back to the Elite in a little bit, guys, but I have a spreadsheet of the Full Gear's card because, you know, our little friend group, we do our predictions. But I looked down because I was like, let me make sure that I'm like hitting all my points about what's happening on the pay-per-view. Darby Allin and Sting versus Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal.
Do we have to?
I think I want to talk about Darby Allin. I don't care about Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal. Goodbye. Whatever. It is what it is. Like there's
about one half of this match.
They're just going to be on my TV and that's it. But Darby Allin and Sting, guys, I have thoughts about Darby Allin and Sting. And they're a little bit controversial, but hear me out. I think Darby Allin has stagnated, which is a tough pill to swallow, I think, for a lot of people. I think if you look at Darby during his TNT title run and you compare it to now, he still gets good crowd reactions, the fans like him, he's popular, he sells a lot of merch, but I don't think he's nearly as hot, which is fine because talent cycle, I get it. But I almost feel like Darby Allin needs to turn heel and beat up Sting. And every time I tell someone this, they're like, why would you do that to poor Darby Allin and poor Sting? A heel Darby Allin would be cool. I'm sorry. It really would be. And I think he needs a character refresh. He needs, like, you know, some Febreze in there. And I think this is a good way to do it.
Yeah, I still think that, and I'm not trying to slander Sammy Guevara, but I do think that Darby is still, like, a notch ahead of him. But I do think that, like, in terms of, like, story and just, like, character-wise, like, they both need something. So yeah. I'd love to see that. Why not, you know?
And I think it's, you know, if you look at the four pillars, MJF, Sammy, Darby, and Jungle Boy, MJF's getting a world title shot on this pay-per-view. Jungle Boy's in a steel cage with Luchasaurus, still feuding with Christian Cage, but I think it's a decent feud, and I really like that Jungle Boy is going to be able to show off, like, a rougher side of himself in a steel cage. Sammy is Sammy. I don't know how you fix Sammy Guevara. Sorry, not sorry. But Darby Allin, he's been this face, this baby face. He drags people around in body bags. Like, there's an edge there. And it would be cool to see him turn on Sting and be like, you're the reason why I'm not getting the success that I want. You're the reason why I'm wrestling Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal. I'm fighting your battles and ways that don't serve me. I don't know. I think it'd be cool.
No, I agree. This match, I'm not interested, and I won't be interested unless we get something out of it like that. It just doesn't serve me. I don't think I'm not, you know. The nostalgia just doesn't get to me like it does to other people, but that's okay.
And I get the nostalgia because I haven't talked about it in a long time, but I'm an old school TNA wrestling fan. Old school. There's a period of time where TNA is not watchable, and then it becomes Impact, and we're okay. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think Darby and Sting was an interesting tag team, father and son dynamic, but I don't know. Darby's outgrown it. I guess that's my conclusion. Darby has outgrown it.
It's true. And you know what? It's time to move on. That's okay.
Oh, God. Here we go. Super chat from Ryan, our good friend. Another dad joke. Oh. Work made me late, but I'm here with the jokes. How does a BuzzFeed writer catch fish?
How does a BuzzFeed writer catch fish?
Yeah.
Clickbait.
Clickbait.
I'm a writer, so you can't do this to me. That's my...
just a reminder, guys, if you want your comment read on air, your statement, your dad joke, whatever it might be, make sure to send a super chat and we will read every single one. Thank you so much, Ryan, for your super chat and your dad joke. We need to get a little better though, because Haley got that one. So I need some intelligence here.
You know what? In our super chat. Are you saying I'm not intelligent, Kylie?
No! Oh my God!
I'm leaving. I'm done. Yeah. Our tech talk is breaking up.
Yeah, this is our last show. Goodbye. back to Jeff Jarrett though. I'm not excited for this match. I'll only be excited for it if we get a good story element out of it. That's what I want. Well, no, and I'm still annoyed we never got to see Wardlow and Satnam Singh.
I know.
What the heck? It was right there, an open goal. But I'm not gonna do a Wardlow rant because we'll be here for hours. AEW Tag Team Championship match. Guys, listen. The Acclaimed versus Swerve and Our Glory. It's cool. It's fun. Why are we doing it again?
I just hope that at this point we see the dissolution of Swerve and Our Glory.
Yes.
And that's all I think that we're going to get out of this match. I mean, obviously it's going to be a great match. Great teams. High energy. they put on every time they're in the ring. But we've seen it twice, so give us something. And I just, we need the dissolution. We've gotten hints for weeks, actually, since they've even, you know, become a team. So I'm ready. I think the world is ready.
And I think the Acclaimed winning here and finally putting that rivalry to bed, proving that they're number one in the tag division, I think that's good for the Acclaimed. And like you said, I think breaking up Swerve and Our Glory is just a good idea, personally, because Swerve has the potential to be a top-level heel, and AEW really needs that, because MJF is off doing this I'm the devil, but I get cheered thing, which is good. I'm not slandering MJF. Please don't slander me.
Yeah, she is.
But I don't know, just like a dastardly heel. AEW doesn't really have one. Like, oh, we got another. Okay, dad joke. Ryan says, what do you call a writer who writes naked?
Excuse me? I don't know.
What is this?
Oh, no.
Do you have a guess?
No.
He was afraid of capitalism. What is this joke?
That's trying to combine about? Art.
What is this joke? What do you call a writer who writes naked? He was afraid of capitalism. What does that mean?
That's so stupid.
I don't get it.
Anyway,
didn't delete. Anyway, okay, let's move on from that. Good joke, Ryan. Good joke. Yeah. Back to Swerve and Our Glory. And I don't know what you do with Keith Lee after that. Yeah. Who's he gonna wrestle? Like Luchasaurus? Like, that'd be fun, but I don't know. And I don't really care what you do with Keith Lee after that. Put him with Sammy Guevara and let him throw Sammy like you threw Adam Cole. Like, that'd be fun.
Give us a program with Wardlow.
Wardlow needs something, and I want Wardlow to really thrive without FTR. Can I just be honest here? Mm-hmm. I love FTR. I have an FTR tattoo.
She's the biggest FTR fan that I know.
But I think the whole pinnacle just needs to go away. Just get rid of it. You don't need it. Back to the Acclaimed, though. I really want to see the Acclaimed get this win, and then presumably they're going to wrestle FTR. I don't know. But I'm really excited to see the Acclaimed in, like, a legitimate top-level world tag team title feud. I think the Gun Boys are cool, but they're the Gun Boys, the Ass Boys. I think Swerve and Our Glory are cool, but, like, they're not firing on all cylinders. There's tension there. And I would love to see the Acclaimed really stand toe-to-toe with a team like FTR. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I agree, especially with the state of the tag division right now and a lot of teams being kind of thrust into the trios. I feel like FTR is I can't speak English today. My brain, I'm so sorry, you guys. But one of the only tag teams that kind of has, like, that credibility that the Acclaimed, I feel like, need right now. So I'm down for that. I don't know. But then it's like, people want FTR to be the champs.
Okay, we got dad jokes. Oh, sorry.
Not again.
Ride with another super chat.
Right.
Dad jokes. Why did Stalin only write in lowercase?
I feel like I don't want to answer it.
It was the last one. He was afraid of capitalism. Okay, a little bit of a historic dad joke. And then the second dad joke, what do you call a writer who writes naked?
I can
An
read
expositionist.
It.
Wow. Two vaguely problematic dad jokes in there. But we love Ryan.
We love you. That was
Thank nice. You for the super chat. You're probably our number one super chatter. so you definitely redeemed yourself. And thank you. But I'm sorry I had to interrupt you, Haley.
No, but I didn't want you to be on those dad jokes because I really wasn't understanding.
And I didn't want you to look and see the dad jokes, so I had to really jump in there before you could guess them.
It's okay, I'm full screen.
Then it was pointless.
but yeah, I think that's what the Acclaimed need right now. And I feel like it kind of gets into murky waters, though, because people really want to see FTR as champs. Mm-hmm. People really love the Acclaimed as champs. So, like, what do we do there? You know, I don't know.
Well, and I think it would be cool to see the AEW fan base divided, because mm-hmm. the Acclaimed are like this beloved, goofy tag team, young. They wrestle like, you know, new age wrestlers. And then you have FTR, who are also beloved, but they're more old school. They wrestle more old school. They talk on the mic more old school. I think that sort of divide, you can do two babyface teams and it'd be fun. And I think the discussions that fans would have about it would be really, really interesting. And I think the only teams in AEW that could really pull that off are the Acclaimed and FTR. And I was thinking about this today, and I want to know your thoughts on it, Haley. I'm sorry to put you on the spot. But with the Acclaimed being like the first homegrown AEW World Tag Team Champions, what other like young up-and-coming AEW tag teams do you think are going to thrive in 2023?
I don't know if I want to answer because I know it's going to be so controversial if I say it.
I'm afraid.
I'm just going to say it. The Guns. I think I think that there's potential for them to be like a really good heel tag team. Not right now, but I think that like with time and look, I don't like that you're like dead silent.
No, I had an answer I was expecting, and I was gonna bring us back to the Elite with that answer.
And it wasn't that.
No.
At all.
Why would it be that?
Well, what did you think I was going to say?
Private Party.
Oh, I mean, yeah, Private Party. Okay. So just pretend I said nothing about the Guns. Yeah, actually, it's Private Party. You know, I feel like they are a team that also hasn't gotten their due, especially after they wrestled the Bucks. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really get to see anything after that. Then they got thrust into the Hardy family office and the Andrade family office. And, like, now we're just, like, switching back and forth. And we don't really see them a ton.
Yeah. Jason says, young teams that don't get younger than Top Flight. I love Top Flight. Top Flight. And when I met Top Flight, they are the most polite, the most gracious, most humble young men you will ever meet in your life. I love them. I just don't know the status. I just don't know the status of Darius' injury. I don't know. I don't know. First of all, I don't know what the injury was exactly. And I don't know how long it takes to rehab something like that. And the fact that he had two injuries back to back, I would rather he take his sweet time with that because he is so young and so talented. And I don't want this to be like career ending. So whenever he's ready, I'll take Darius back. He says Darius is wrestling Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe Top Flight in 2023, it's their year. I don't know. But regardless, I think Dante Martin has had an extraordinary rise in AEW. So, hopefully Darius comes back and he can rise up to Dante's level. But back to Private Party. They did beat the Bucks, and then they kind of disappeared from the face of the earth. And I was thinking about this the other day, and I don't know if Caden is still in the chat, but Caden and I talked about this. When the Elite are done with trios, which I'm assuming they will eventually, because Kenny Omega, there's too many dream matches for Kenny Omega left on the table. I would love to see us revisit the Young Bucks versus Private Party. I think the Young Bucks really need to do that. They're returning, and I think it's undeniable that, you know, how do I say this delicately? They're getting older, and I would love to see them really pass the torch to Private Party like they intended to be.
And just younger tag teams in general, you know, because it's coming to a point where AEW has all of these teams and all of these performers in place, but you need to start building and growing on that now. You know, Mox isn't going to be there forever. The Bucks aren't going to be there forever. Kenny, Danielson, mm-hmm. all of these top older guys and gals, they're not going to be there forever. So you got to start putting these people over.
No, I definitely agree. And, like, looking at the card for Full Gear, I have it up, and I'll just say some matches. I think Jade Cargill versus Nyla Rose, that's a match to build for the future. I think Nyla Rose finally on screen being her Twitter persona, I think that's mm-hmm. going to be so good for Nyla Rose and for the women's division. I love that.
She really
Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. That's Christian Cage got injured. I think it derailed it there. Tony Storm and Jamie Hayter, classic building for the future match. But Saraya and Britt Baker, and I know this is a tag team show, but I really, really want to talk about Saraya and Britt Baker, if you guys don't mind. You were frozen for a second. I don't know what you said, Haley.
I'm just waiting for you to go. I was like, oh, she's just going to start on. Go ahead.
Oh, and yeah. Also, Mike says Abaddon broke her collarbone last night. She did. At Warrior? Was it Warrior Wrestling? I don't remember where it was, but Abaddon broke their arm or their collarbone, not their arm. I don't know like what the status is about that though. But
sending love to Abaddon.
Saraya versus Britt Baker is so interesting to me because you have Saraya, who is ex-WWE, but beloved by former, you know, indies fans, people who love Brit wrestling, all those sort of things. And she comes in AEW and immediately targets AEW's, you know, number one women's wrestler, Britt Baker. I think it's undeniable that Britt Baker is the face of that division. But Saraya says stuff like, I did the hustle and you didn't. I did all these years in the indies. I worked the merch table, blah, blah, blah. You didn't do any of this. And listen, an ex-WWE wrestler saying that to an AEW wrestler, I don't know. I think it strikes like a nerve with the fan base because AEW was founded on this, like, this idea that there's an alternative to WWE, that you didn't have to like waste your young years on the indies to get like a coveted spot in the WWE. So yeah, it's right. Saraya versus Britt Baker is a dream match. And I think, I don't know, the vibes are weird. Britt's a heel, but like she gets more sympathy than Saraya does from the AEW fan base.
Perhaps.
Double turn. It would be really interesting. I don't know, guys. I think it'd be cool.
I mean, I do think it's interesting that some of the things that Saraya has been saying, when there's no denying that people like Britt and Nyla and Riho helped build the AEW women's mm-hmm. division. And we really wouldn't have a division at all without these core women getting signed and having these matches and, you know, just really building themselves up and building the division up. We wouldn't have that. So that's interesting to me. It kind of sticks out.
Yeah, and we don't have AEW women's tag titles, and I don't know if they're on the horizon. But I do think Britt and Jamie Hayter, I don't think we're done there with that story. And it would be really interesting to see how they handle that if they do a double turn with Saraya and Britt, because then you have Jamie Hayter, who I don't know if she's winning the title or not. I hope she does, but I don't know if she is or not. Does Jamie Hayter turn face as well? Like, does Saraya get a backup to counter Jamie Hayter? Like, what do we do there?
I feel like they're in a tough spot with Jamie too, though, because I feel like the crowd loves her so much that it's like forcing her face almost. You know what I mean? Like, kind of like MJF, but not like MJF, because MJF is always going to be a heel and that's just how it is. But, you know, like the same vibe. But I feel like it's almost forcing her face a little bit.
And I think it would be, I don't know. I think if you face turn Britt, you can't go immediately into Britt versus Hayter.
Yeah.
Because Britt's just going to get booed. And that's just how it's going to be. But I do think, the AEW women's division, this is the most interesting it's been in a long, long time. We have three matches on the full gear card, all of which, as of right now, are on the main card, which is wild by AEW standards. And it's featuring a bunch of like super, super talented women. Like the women's division, like it's finally at a place where they're not developmental anymore. And all the talent who were developmental are long past that. And it has like the right mix of veterans and new talent. So I'm super excited for that. And I would love to see, not to go back to JAS, but like Ty Mello and Anna Jay be more involved with that. Abaddon when they come back from injury. Athena is doing cool stuff on Dark with this heel turn thing. You got Sky Blue kicking around. Ruby Penelope. Soho injured. Penelope. Bunny is wrestling this week. I'm like, okay, Bunny, go get your match. But yeah, it's super cool to see AEW looking at the women's division and finally being like, okay, we're at a place now where we have enough. And this is going to sound so bad, like top level talent and top level in Tony Khan's mind, not in mine, to really put on great pay-per-view matches. And I think the Bunny's return is interesting because Butcher and Blade, where are they at?
I know.
I want Butcher and Blade to be on my TV. I want them to be mixed up with the tag division. Butcher and Blade, they don't even need to give them the titles, to be honest. Butcher and Blade versus the Acclaims would be a cool dynamite match for the titles. Why don't they do it?
It would. It's something different. And I think that Butcher and Blade don't get their due either. And it would be a great push for them.
I 100% agree. So I think we covered all the tag matches, at least the tag matches that have been announced while we're doing this. For Full Gear, we covered the women's matches. We covered MJF. We covered Ethan Page. We covered the whole Full Gear card. But I would like to give Haley the floor. I want you to give us a pep talk about the Elite. I would like you to, I'm putting you on the spot. I want you to give us all your thoughts because Haley, a lot of times we text about the Elite. And then we talk about the Elite all the time, but then we come on Tag Talk and it's very mellow. And I don't want this to be mellow because this is a big moment for us.
I feel like I said all I had to say. I don't know. I really love the Elite. I'm excited to see where they go. I feel like there's so many kind of routes that they could take when they come back. And I'm really interested, first and foremost, to see kind of, are they going to return as the Elite? Are they going to be the Wayward Sons? Are we getting a new theme song? Like, what's happening here?
Listen, if they come out to carry on my Wayward Son, listen, I'm quitting. I am leaving.
Kylie and I, if you don't know this about us, we're
big Supernatural fans.
Yeah, big Supernatural fans. And so when we saw the trademark and they started talking about it, we were like, oh, like our worlds are colliding. Like, this is so weird.
In the weirdest way. I don't like it.
I don't think I do either.
Just a reminder while we wrap up, guys, if you want your question or comment right on the air, submit a super chat. There's lots of questions in the chat, but I want to close on the Elite in the House of Black. Sorry, guys, but and I had a whole thing I was going to say about the Elite, and then you brought up Supernatural, and now I'm, like, stuck on it.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. You never asked me questions.
Who do you think is Sam, and who do you think is Dean? Out of the box.
I think Matt is Dean, and Nick is Sam. Yeah,
see? I knew you were going to say that. See?
All the people who don't watch Supernatural are like, who are these guys? You know what?
I don't watch the show for that.
Now I can't stop thinking about them as the Wayward Son. And I don't know if this is a gimmick they're going to do. You know what? Hold on.
Me looking for all my pins. Oh, you know what? Hold on, I got another one.
Oh my god, it's Dean.
Anyway.
But I don't know, like, if the Wayward Sons is going to be them, like, lost and confused, like, traveling through AEW trying to find their path. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. And you know what? Jennifer, you're right. Kenny needs to come out in a trench coat because he is Castiel.
He is Cass. You know what? The one-winged angel, he's literally Cass. Like, what are you talking about?
A story, like, 20 years in the making.
It's so true. Listen, how do we campaign to get Misha to, like, be part of Kenny's entrance?
You know what? I'll make it happen. I'll pull out all the sources and stuff I have in the nonprofit world. I'll get in touch with his nonprofit, and we'll make it happen.
You know what? I could probably – never mind.
But anyway, back to wrestling before we get too dragged up in this. The Elite are returning, whether it's at Full Gear – whether it's Dynamite, hopefully not at Rampage. It's going to happen this week. And that means next week, we're probably getting BTE. So
our last non-BTE week.
Hopefully. Hopefully they don't take this as an opportunity to be like, we're done with BTE, bye.
Oh. so many people, like, there would just be an uptick of, like, people running into traffic and, anyway, me.
What the?
I would run into traffic.
I don't know what that was about, guys. Anyway.
It's the hot chocolate. I'm sorry.
But I also think, and I think this is going to be my closing thoughts on the matter. I think the House of Black, Julia Hart should be the leader of the House of Black. I think the House of Black should recruit. They should be what the Dark Order tried to be. And they should, like, all these, like, lost souls, Butcher and the Blade, Hook, maybe, Darby even, they should be recruited into the House of Black. And I would love to see a group of AEW talent, whoever it is, I don't care much who it is, overtake the House of Black. I think it'd be fun.
Just a little group of misfits, you know?
Yeah, just a little squad led by Julia Hart.
Because we love women.
We love women. Women in power.
Great.
I don't know what that was about. Anyway, Haley, this is really derailing and derailing fast.
What are
your closing thoughts about Full Gear, about the Elite, about the Winchesters? What are your thoughts?
I don't know. This is the first pay-per-view from AEW that I've been super excited about in a long time, to be honest. I think it's going to be a good show. There's good vibes, amazing matches. I can't wait to see kind of where the future leads now that we, like I said, have left the past in the past, and now we're looking towards the future. Yeah, let us know in the comments what match you guys are most excited for, or your kind of thoughts on the Elite House of Black matter. Yeah. We love reading comments.
Yeah, I love reading comments. I love interacting with you guys. I also just have to say, I did a poll yesterday. Will the BCC turn on Moxley? 69% of you said no. 31% said yes. I was team yes. Haley was team yes. So next week, it's going to be Big I Told You So episode of Tech Talk.
See, I'm not going to say that, but she said that. So, you know.
It just is. Anyway. Oh, Haley, you have to do your plugs first before I do.
All right. You guys can follow me on Twitter at HaleyN_. I don't know how long I'm going to be on Twitter for. But, you know, you can follow me there to see what I'm up to. I do writing sometimes for Body Slam. I'm an editor over at Nerds and Beyond. I write, like, wrestling-related things and nerdy stuff. So if you're into that kind of mix, I'm your gal. Let's see. I also have a Substack where if you're more into the wrestling side of things, you can subscribe to it. It's free. I just kind of write about wrestling muses. It's called The Wrestling Muse. Yeah. That's that.
You can follow me on Twitter at Fuller_Kylie. I'm on Twitter for now. I don't know. Like, the algorithm sucks. So you might not even see my stuff if you follow me. Sorry. You can see us here on Tag Talk every Monday at 3 live on Fightful Overbooked. Like, if you're watching this after, of course, comment below. Just give us your thoughts and your ideas. We really do use our interaction with you guys to formulate future episodes. So it's really important that you engage. Like this video. Subscribe to Fightful Overbooked. There's tons of great content on Fightful Overbooked. Jeremy, who's like our leader here at Fightful Overbooked, our boss, he just posted a thread on Twitter about all the shows that were on Fightful Overbooked last week. So go engage with the content. Meet some new people. Watch some new content. It'll be a lot of fun. We're so excited for Full Gear. It's going to be a great pay-per-view. I'm so excited to see AEW being interesting again. Sorry. AEW is always better than a lot of other promotions, but let's be honest. It's been a rough 6 months, guys.
It has.
All that being said, thank you guys so much for watching and tuning in to our Full Gear preview show. We're so excited for the Elite. And William Regal is turning on Jon Moxley. 100%. Bye. See you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.